Christian Anti-Semites, Oh My Vey, by High Priest Terdicobra. Greetings to all our comrades in satanic forces. First of all, we have to begin on our recent manifold success on spiritually attacking the Jews. Our spiritual warfare has played a great deal. The enemy and their shithole existence is being acutely understood and more hated every day. Their six guerrillion no longer works. Their words fall in vain. These and all they are about have always been based on lies. Historical lies, lies that have been pushed spiritually to prevail over the truth. They had it for a moment, but what is a moment when somebody has made the gods, who are eternal, their enemy? We will not stop the spiritual attacks at any cost. The Jewish beast will be unmasked and be brought to justice. No matter what, we will never, ever stop. Now, my comrades, you see this funny thing going on lately. You see, there are people out there who consider themselves anti-Semites. They, at the same time, go against any of their so-called faiths and statements to bow to the Jewish Messiah at night. They are Christians. They get down on their knees, approve their ignorance, and they pray to the eternal Jew who sits on the skies and will smite them if they do not. They also do love its son, Ovei, the Rabbi Emmanuel, or in other words, Jesus. They faithfully will also fall on their knees to every Christian, Orthodox, and Catholic priest. They will succumb and listen to those who have been saying one thing in all ages, worship the Jew with your being or die. In the same way, you will see the Christians behaving, spiritual or physical, fear-mongering, lack of any use of logic, outright attacks, physical violence, etc. What the Bible says, they do. And they do not even need to read this. They are under the biblical guidance. As openly as their God threatens, murders, and does any crime, they would do, but the law and the state are keeping them from repeating a good old Salem witch hunt. This is favorable, but the nature of the very brainwashed Christian always remains the same. The same old murderous brute. Like their Islamic cousins, always on the hip. The same old spiritual gangsterism for people who cannot react or do not know from where all this stems. But beware, if someone is stronger, they go and kiss their feet. When they have power, like a rat with a knife, they will attempt to fuck anyone to die. This is like the Pope. When they had power, they went onto the killing rampage. Now they are all love and hearts, communistic dribble. They are the same ones who will buy into any threat. The ones so brainwashed who cannot give up this unnatural, life-hating religion, who has destroyed and killed all Gentile ancestors, who these Christian anti-Semites supposedly are trying to defend. I ask again, where is their anti-Semitism when they are blowing the dick of Jesus? They are lying their ass off despite all of the evidence, biblical and historical, that this was a Jewish hoax. I know I ask too much of these cowards. It is too much to give up their pathetic, failure, disgusting, criminal God, who has been the reason of the Middle Ages and anything else that made Gentiles into this mess they are today. Very few idiotic Gentiles have made a choice to become as their slave masters and to keep this meme propaganda going that somehow Satan is some bad guy. And all this funny thing about how the Jewish God will pluck the eyes of his own people, unfortunately for the slave brainwashed Goyim who want to be its favorite instead of Jews, it only favors the Jews. The Jewish God is a Jewish idea and a Jewish hoax, only made for the Jewish fiends. All else, unfortunately, is fat dust in the eyes of stupid people who choose to remain to stay as slaves to the Jewish powers they are unable to overcome. I do not respect that choice, and neither should it interest us, as the greater masses of the people are understanding the Jewish problem acutely, and not like these slobs do. They cannot state that Satan did not give them a chance. This is what we are trying to ensure. We are not trying to ensure to turn everyone to see the truth, but nobody must be able to state that they did not have the chance. Most people who are sensible will understand. Others can go back to the Jewish-owned farm and maybe become beef for their masters, who knows. It's hard for them, because they can control neither the mind, neither their soul, neither they bother to study and read. They do not belong to any anti-Semitic caste. They are only standing at the feet of the true anti-Semites, who know the Jew by their work deeply. They are at first light-headed idiots who have a slave master, love-hate relationship with their abusers. Pathetic beings, that is. You will notice this once you start flaming their beloved Jew, who they say is their God. Instantly, all notions of racial faith, they are out the window. After all, they place their Jewish idols above anything else. They are just infiltrating around, so this is what they do. All their philosophies are always Christian in their essence. It can never escape them, for this Jewish virus lives inside their own soul and devours it. They spew it out at every chance they get. You are again dealing here with another Christian Muslim ghoul who supposes to be a nationalist or even national socialist, in whose heart didn't have his state and his pagan godhood. But there sits an idiotic professional Jewish victim who they call a god. This doesn't include most Gentile Christians, but it includes those sheep and souls who have been literally taken over by the enemy. They are of no consequence to Satan. As always, you know Christians, they love lies, they love weakness, they love pretending and big acts. They always lived in lies, and they survive by running from themselves. They love destroying history and altering it to suit their brainwashing. They are naturally traitors. They don't know true knighthood. They will simply try to give up the enemy when they are losing, same as with the Jews. In the end, they love Jews. They love the Jews so much that this becomes sadomasochism. On one hand, they naturally want them gone, away from them. On the other, they are sitting there to accept the mental rape the Jews are doing to them. They are the same ones who will lie that Adolf Hitler killed 6 guerrillion Jews. They are the same ones who will always try to weaken down this holy war by their nonsense. I have bad news for all of them. The enemy of the Jews was always and will always be one. This is Satan. This being they call Satan has raised a divine word, first and foremost, against all Jewish lies. This Satan, who they call, is the leader of the offensive of the Jews. He is the same God whose temples were destroyed, whose people were decimated. He is the source of all paganhood, the primordial anti-Semite. I will not go deeper, as the Joy of Satan research shows this beyond doubt. Who Satan was for all races on earth. I will keep it simple. Satan is the only anti-Semitic god. This is why all the Jewish creations, they focus on defaming, attacking, and scorning Satan. Satan is the only one who is blamed of anti-Semitism. And even if those faithless Christian goyim who serve the Jews don't know, the Jewish masters, they do know. First of all, see the simplest thing. Christians are communists by decree. Communism is just a political label for the programs of the enemy that are being used to drive all other races into servitude and extinction. Whomever is allied with the enemy is by definition a communist, and even if they are not, they serve this agenda. Christianity and nationalism, or national socialism, will never go together. On one hand, they state they are nationalists. On the other hand, the messages of servitude, of humanity becoming a big clump in the face of the Jewish God, appeals to them. These people are at the very least nutcases. All the Jewish rituals, grimoires, holy books, they all mention and state how these Goyim people are of the satanic seed, of Satan's seed. Whether some fools want to be sons and daughters of some sky kike, this is not the case, and your spiritually and physically slave owners know this. All Gentiles are given this chance now, before it's too late, to join the ranks of Satan, who has protected us and loved us from the beginning. If we exist, if still a civilization exists, it is not owned to anyone but Satan. Satan is the spark of life, the spark of existence and elevation, which has kept us in a livable condition. You will also get to where you love. They say in the end, you will get to what you deserve and meet what you love. When we, Satanists, will bring down what the sheep of your liking were unable to bring and what you protected always, you will meet the same fate. The same fate the criminals you protect have brought up to themselves. It doesn't matter if Christians are loyal lapdogs to the kikes, just one word, do not stand in our way. We can see past your anti-Semitic pretenses. Anti-Semites that worship the Semites. Okay, you got us convinced. You haven't taken one step against this massive brainwashing and slavery of the enemy. This is not threatening at all. This is justice. What you reap, you will sow. You protect those who have reaped death, blinded humanity, dragged humanity down to shreds, and hated, halted all human evolution, and you will pay. So many boring people around, too bored to even question the Jews. They state the bizarre things that somehow Christianity did good. Yes, it did good to the Jews, who made our whole Gentile civilization go extinct, our best people into animals, and we had to wait over 1,780 years in order to get to the French Revolution, to find again that science was once in the satanic times so commonplace that probably the ancients are laughing at us. And yet, these fools are about civilization. Nobody should listen to them. Do your research and see your facts. These faithful Christian sheep have always been the traitors, the ones who resisted the solving of the Jewish problem, the ones whose subconscious fears and servitudes have done the greatest coups against people who wanted to end the Jewish problems. Beware of them. Remember who we are. I only see the bad guys and the bad God, who is Satan, waging this anti-Semitic war. I see, in all historical ages and times, the enemy priesthood keeping all masses asleep, torturing them, indoctrinating them in the Jewish obedience, destroying the past. You can see them by their work. You can see us by our work. We started assaulting the enemy spiritually for some few years. We are taking a struggle. Now the enemy doesn't even have a voice. They go in the United Nations and people are digging their noses when they state the 6 gorillion lie. The enemy is under severe attacks. So foolish they are, they cannot even get away with thinking for themselves for one day. These people will only fuck us up further. Yes, some may know. Some may wage serious warfare on the internet, etc. But never, my Satanists, never consider them your equals. Always be aware of them. Jews equal Christianity, Islam, Judaism equals Torah, equals Jehovah, equals Jesus, equals all else of this evil crap. If someone is brave enough and their blood screams pagan, how can they betray their ancestors and go down serving and defending the Jews? It should be totally impossible. Those who have the heaviest past, once they know the Jewish problem, they will be unable to go their way without ignoring. Those who know, they know the world is at stake, and if this thing continues, we are all doomed to go extinct. and to understand our distinction. Here below I give out what I suppose of Christian of such kind thinks, if they think at all. At the very least, we are dealing with mentally deranged people when it comes to such. So many, for instance, go to down the Joy of Satan website. The black layout scares them. Red letters, oh my, dedicate my soul to Satan. What if I will burn in the Jewish hell, oh my. The Jews will smite my ass if I do this. I will be struck down lest I meditate. I need to stay like a drone physically and keep eating Jewish shit. The Jewish fable I believe in, but never read, says Satan is a bad guy. Well, my God is a bit worse, as he murdered millions even in his holy books. But who cares? I have to defend the Jewish brainwashing I have underwent. After all, the Jews that I, as a Christian, so dearly serve and they love, they say Satan was a bad guy. I cannot think of my own, so I believe them. So baddie Satan is, oy vey, I go to my substitute of a rabbi, the Christian pastor or priest, to teach me how to resist the Jews. And of course I will learn from the one who is eating a loaf of bread by sucking Jewish shit every day, definitely. You see this loop? This retardation has no end, beginning or middle. It's just retardation of the lowest kind. Yet these pathetic pieces of life, they call themselves anti-Semites. What have the efforts of Christian anti-Semites have done? Nothing at all. And also, to finally close this message, it is pathetic of everyone who considers themselves a Gentile to ask for a culture what the enemy injected us with by their conquest. We have our own Gentile cultures. We don't need any Jewish filth. We have everything on our own. No matter how much has been lost, nothing in the new satanic world will have anything Jewish in it. This is imperative. To hell with all the lazy Christian Jew-worshipping lapdogs. Their masters are spiritually going down. They can accept it, or they can follow those who they always followed in the spiritual pit. My loyal comrades, satanic forces, I salute you. We keep the warfare raging against the enemy. Hail Satan, hail victory, hail all of us warriors and legions of Satan.